I've never been a band person, so I'm pretty much my own organization. But the opportunity to work with Mike and I have worked together, and we've traveled in Australia, in fact. But we do shows together, and the collaboration has just been a very good one. Personality-wise, we come from a similar place musically, and we just enjoy each other's work. And so that was a good lead-in to Donald's and Mike and I's coming together. And it's really a good combination of styles. We like each other's music is primarily why it's happening, and we have a common interest in particularly artists like Ray Charles and the music that came out of America and the R&B years, the 50s, 60s, 70s. So it's that common thread that runs through our styles and the music we enjoy, and it's a chance to be on stage with two other great artists and sort of not be the feature person, to be able to sit back and do background vocals and play piano and guitar behind them, and it's a collaboration unlike I've ever had in my career.
Did you enjoy that chance to watch the audience as well? When you're the lead, of course, it's all about being the show.
It's great to be able to stand back and not be the lead singer, and it just feels so good to get to hear the band and be a sideman, to get to play guitar and just think about playing guitar and playing with the other musicians more so than I do as a front man.
Boz, there's talk of the Dukes of September coming down to Australia later this year. Is that on the cards?
As far as I know, it's talk at this point. It would be, I think, a great experience for our audiences and a great experience for us. We're hoping that it does happen.
Mm. And you're launching the Memphis tour in a couple of days, but that's only around
the
States.
Well, we're launching the rehearsals in a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Go out. Our first show is about a week from tomorrow, in fact.
You're looking forward to that?
Very much. We did a rehearsal, just a sort of run-through of some songs in preparation for a television show, and to sort of get a head start on the full rehearsals. And the material plays so well, it plays so naturally and so easily, that it's going to be hard to restrain it, to not do the whole album in tour. I mean, I think audiences want to see some of the hits that they've heard on the radio and known for some time, and we try to mix up a concert with some things that people have not heard and some things from here and there. But this material should fit in very, very well, and I think it's going to really make it for an interesting tour this year.
Yeah.
Boz, from the new album, what would you like to hear?
The songs that are interesting me the most, or the most immediate right now, are Mixed Up Shook Up Girl. Cadillac Walk has a great energy about it. This song, Rainy Night in Georgia, has been, for a moody ballad, people have told me it's one of their favorites. There's a song that I wrote that I'm actually quite proud of that fits, I think, the mood of the album. It's called Gone Baby Gone. And those are the first ones that come to mind. There's the old folk song Corina Corina, which I love. There's an old Jimmy Reed song called You Got Me Crying that's one of my personal favorites.
We're going to have to play the whole album. I think that's great.
Why not? Boz Skaggs, thank you very much. We hope to see you and the Dukes of September in Australia later in the year, and congratulations on Memphis. It's a beautiful album.
Thank you so much.